bites from the rock that we ate. Ones we love, ones we hate. Some are good, some are great. One meat, two sides, hot sauce. We're your guides, Rob, Andy, and Randy, and sometimes a guest.
Welcome to Talkin' Trash, a Rochester-based food podcast where we rate and review local and national food favorites. I'm Rob.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Andy, and this week it is finally finals time for the Rochester Pizza Party. TK's in Fairport versus Acme Bar and Pizza on Monroe Ave. We did it, guys.
And we've been studying up all semester.
I was looking through my photos last night at home on my phone, and I saw that we, all of a sudden I was scrolling through family pictures, and then there was a photo of like 8 pictures of pizza, a bunch of pictures of slices of pizza and pizza boxes. Like, oh my gosh, we started this in June of last year. It's almost a full year.
So 2 semesters.
Two semesters. Got to pay those tuition bills.
SUNY rate, I hope. Anyways, so we made it. The finals.
That's true.
Yep.
I wonder what other people, if anyone actually listened to our podcast or followed us on social media, I wonder what other people would think. I feel like we would be getting shredded for not having like Pizza Stop or some of the like traditional favorites.
In the finals?
Yeah. Or like even what we did, Peels on Wheels, like that pizza was great and it just happened to lose that one week.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
It's you two. You two tanked it. And somebody did shred me about that literally today at the barbershop. So
about Peels on Wheels?
Yeah, and why it's not here.
So they listened to our podcast at the barbershop?
No, they just asked me.
Oh.
I recounted every episode.
That's how most of my conversations about the podcast go, too. They just like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, are you going to listen? And they're like, no.
They did ask, they're like, did you tell the pizza places that you're coming, that you have a podcast? I'm like, no, because I think it'd be embarrassing when they looked it up and realized that nobody else listens to it.
Is it just, when you go to the barbershop, is it just like that movie Barbershop?
It is.
Just joshing around, having a good time.
Zingers flying.
Oh, man. I know. Every time I eat the pizza, though, it's really good, but that's maybe just a pizza thing. I don't know.
Pizza's always good. I thought this has been my favorite of our food competitions.
I think whatever's furthest away is my favorite. Like I look back longingly at breakfast sandwiches, but we got so sick of those too.
I know ice cream was not everyone's favorite. I'm looking at you, Sue. I know you hated those episodes. And it wasn't easy to talk about, but it was great to eat a lot of ice cream. I dug that.
I think Eat Me's closed now. Did you guys see that?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think they're out of business.
The Talkin' Trash curse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We shut down another place?
Watch out.
I don't even remember Eat Me Ice Cream.
Was that the one that was in the Hungerford?
Might have been. I didn't pick up that.
That's vegan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. The Talkin' Trash curse. I think, unfortunately, it's just the small business life for a lot of these places. It stinks.
Yeah. It's, it wasn't that great. I mean, I don't know how you make really good ice cream that's not, that doesn't actually have cream or milk in it.
Or unfortunately, you have to sell it out of like a warehouse. That's hard too.
Yeah, yeah.
To not just have like a million kids buying cones from you all the time in like a village somewhere. That's tough.
Yeah, as far as the business, yeah, for sure, for the survival of the business.
Well, this took a turn. Let's do a catch-up.
Oh, man, that's kind of a bummer. So, Andy, what's new, man?
Breaking news. The three of us have started playing Dungeons & Dragons. And watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, is that the Game of Thrones theme song?
That was the Game of Dungeons & Dragons.
Randy, what do you think of this Dungeons and Dragons experience we've had? We've had 2 meetings.
So I'm well-versed. I don't know if I should admit that here, but I've been playing for years now.
Well, you have a sister podcast about such topics.
Yeah, that one's almost as closed as Eat Me Ice Cream is now. we talked about Dungeons and Dragons on that. I think that's where our DM, Dungeon Master Pat, got the itch to start to think about running something. So I've done a bunch. I actually ran a D&D club at school for a little bit, for a few years, and I still don't fully understand all the rules to it, but it is a lot of fun. And I think for me, the people you play with probably really makes it the experience, I guess, is the best way to put it. So this is going to be a fun group. We got seven of us, me, Rob, and Andy, and then Pat, who has been on the podcast, is our DM.
Silky Chris.
Silky Chris.
Campaign member, a fellow adventurer.
Fellow adventurer. He's a big dice hound. He had about seven bags of dice when you really only need one, which was nice to let people borrow.
Well, we all looked online. You can get dice for $5 or you can get like a full league kit or like campaign kit for like $25. He definitely bought that
which
one.
Chris went all in on for sure. And then we have Pete, who I think has been on the podcast.
Yeah, he came on a breakfast sandwich episode. Yeah.
And then Meg, who we tried to get on the podcast tonight, but she was busy.
She's got a hot date.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
We invited both of them to start the date here, but they...
We did. We thought it would be a great start.
This would be a great date.
New format, first dates only. I thought it was funny because we went and we did like a, okay, let's hone in on our backgrounds and our characters. It was like a pre-campaign meeting. And then week two, Pat's got us all coming over his house. He prepared these nice little papers and character sheets and all our spells and gave it to us. And then it took him like 55 minutes. He couldn't get his audio visual set up to work. And like poor guys running back and forth to the TV, he's sweating. It was a real D&D experience. But once we started actually playing, we had so much fun because most of us don't really know how to play. You and Silky Chris are the only experienced campaign
adventurers. I don't know if Chris has actually ever played, which is surprising.
I think but at least he has some background knowledge.
He has made many, many characters just to make the character. He's told us like a ton. He's like, yeah, I just made another character, made another one. So yeah, he has probably more knowledge than I do, and I've played many
times. Also listened to that podcast where they actually went through this exact campaign that we're going through.
Mm-hmm. He did?
Oh yeah, they shared it with us. I started listening to it.
I didn't.
I couldn't get past the first episode.
I know why.
I tried to get it on my podcast app, which I think is the same as yours. I couldn't find it. I couldn't even search for it.
It's because he shared it weird. Like the name of the campaign is not the name of the podcast. It has a different name. And then if you go within it, you could find this campaign.
Oh, I see. Well, either way, it's been a lot of fun. And I think Pat summed it up really great the other day. We played on Monday night, and on Tuesday, nobody could stop texting about it. It was like it just gave us a whole nother thing to joke around about.
Just another text group that blows up your phone.
Yeah, and you go like you finally make it to lunch at school, and you're like, I have 123 messages. What?
And my battery's down to 3%, and I just charged it.
And the best is when Rob has a free moment or after school, it'll be like, it'll just say liked, and it'll be a comment from 8 in the morning, and then it'll be like, laughed at a comment from 9:30. He just goes
working
through the
whole my
thing
way through.
But then he'll put in like a ha ha, and then another laughed at. Like he likes to mix up his reactions.
You gotta keep him guessing.
I think it's gonna be a lot of fun, and it'll take the place of hockey, which is our last game is Sunday, correct?
It is. I gotta email playoffs. The team actually, make sure everyone can show up. Mm-hmm. I won't be able to hang out before. Unfortunately, I've got a family party.
But quite the swing from hockey to D&D. I love it.
I'm all in.
It's a lot cheaper. Less risk of injury.
It is cheaper. Unless you buy
less risk
dice.
Of injury. I think we'll be more successful. Although our first fight against those goblins didn't go so great the other night.
No, not good at all.
We did defeat them, though.
We did. We won.
Anyways, I'm looking forward to it. It was a lot of fun. The only other thing I wanted to talk about is it's been a while since we caught up. I went on vacation with my family, just my wife and two kids, and we went to Anna Maria Island in Florida outside of Tampa, and it rocked. It was awesome, and we already booked a place to go next year. Cancelable up until, like, you know, 2 weeks before, but we had so much fun. It was perfect for our little kids who had a blast on the beach. It was like the best vacation we've been on yet, mostly because our kids are old enough to not need our constant attention, but I loved it. It was perfect weather. It was kind of cruddy here, and then we went to Florida and it was beautiful, and then we came back and we had one beautiful 80 degree week. Since then it's just been raining. I saw on the news they said we've had back-to-back rain like there's been no back-to-back sunny days for 3 weeks. Just like, that's pretty rough. There's been rain on every other day for 3 weeks, but it's looking like it's going to turn this weekend, so I'm excited. How about you, Randy? Anything going on lately? Any catching up?
Yeah, I went to New York City this past weekend with Laurel. I got her a chocolate making class for her birthday about a month and a half ago.
I saw that online and I was like, where are they? And I didn't even have the stamina to look up the name of the company. I was like, well, it looked cool. I can't wait to go there in Rochester for sure.
It was Raaka, R-A-A-K-A, Chocolate Factory. I looked up a bunch of places where maybe we could do like a food tour or some type of factory tour. And Laurel's, she can't have dairy, so it's got to be like vegan and gluten-free. And this place popped up, vegan chocolate, chocolate making class from bean to bar, 3.5 hours. I was like, this sounds intense. I'm not like super into any of that stuff, even though I am on a food podcast.
You just like to eat the finished
product. I like to eat the finished product and try a bunch of the chocolate. So I booked it. It was phenomenal. It was probably one of the best instructional things I've ever been to. The guy running it, Esteban, shout out to Esteban.
I thought you were going to say Riley Raaka, kind of like Willy Wonka.
He did come out do it with a cane. Wasn't sure what was going on. Did a quick somersault, and it was awesome. He was a chocolatier for a while, which I didn't know what that was. Apparently, it's somebody who works with chocolate, doesn't make chocolate. And then he ended up going back to school and learning how to make it. Whatever it was, he was very attentive. He was funny. He was, like, super nice. It was over 3.5 hours, and it flew by. And it really does. They start with the chocolate beans. And then by the end, you have your own chocolate bar that you made. And it was a small class. There was 8 of us in it, and they pair you up. But obviously, Laurel and I were paired together. And it was, she said it was one of the best things she's ever done. But that's right up her alley. She loves it. And they have a bunch of different chocolates. So we tried, I won't remember all of it, but there was a ginger chocolate that was delicious. They had a maple, it wasn't maple bourbon because they had a separate bourbon chocolate that was good. But the maple one was so good. It had like flakes of, I don't even know, it tasted almost like smoky maple-ish. They do a whole bunch of different flavors. They do other classes. So this summer they're going to start a wine and chocolate pairing class. So it's in Brooklyn, Red Hook, which if you don't know, which I didn't, is near Governor's Island in Brooklyn. So kind of on the water. So we might actually go back this summer because it was so good. Highly recommend.
That's awesome. I love New York. I haven't been there in a long time.
Oh, New York sucked, but the chocolate was great. It poured the entire time, and you don't want
our New York listeners.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you don't want to walk. You don't want to have to walk around in New York. You know, you're walking everywhere. So we bought umbrellas at IKEA. We went to IKEA, which was okay. I'm not a huge IKEA fan, I guess. I don't know. You guys have been there, I'm sure, right? The meatballs were awesome.
I don't get the draw.
I like IKEA.
Yeah,
I
don't get the draw either, really. But the meatballs were great. But we bought umbrellas there because it was just pouring rain everywhere we went the entire weekend. And then we wake up our last day and it's beautiful sunshine right before
we drive home. That was my trip to Boston in December.
Same thing.
We just walked around in pouring rain with 2 little 4-year-olds. It's insane.
Well, I won't complain then because we didn't have 4-year-olds. It was just 2 of us.
We only went out like for 2 sections of 1 day and 1 night. It sounds like you were traveling the whole time.
And you don't want to drive anywhere, so we just try to leave our car and walk. But other than that, I recommend anybody who's listening and you have a significant other and you guys like chocolate or you like baking or anything, gotta do it. Gotta check it out.
All right, I made my dumb Willy Wonka joke. Are they really making a new Willy Wonka with Timothée Chalamet?
They are.
And do we know anything about it? Because I saw that. I know Rob recently had a little issue with a teaser trailer in his own life featuring Timothée Chalamet.
Yes.
But I saw like it was a teaser trailer and it was just like, I saw online someone was like, oh, I can't get that picture of Hugh Grant as a Oompa Loompa out of my head. And I was like, what? I need to see this. And I couldn't find video of that. It just showed Chalamet in his purple coat, and it's before he's Willy Wonka. Prequel. It's like him as a kid.
And him going to find the Oompa Loompas. And I thought it was a joke too, but apparently it's real.
I like him, and if it's like some artsy-fartsy version of it, it might be interesting.
They said it's
not like the Tim Burton one.
No, I didn't either. They said it won't be a dark version. They're going to try and make it like a fun, happy version. Did you just hear about this, Rob? Or?
My mind is blown. I've heard nothing about this.
We may need to adjourn.
Rob's in too busy watching
stop this podcast.
Fake Dune trailers. Yeah, although just, the real one came out today. So
are you kidding me? I haven't seen that yet either. What's going on? We need to stop this podcast. Yeah. There's way too much going on in the world for us to be talking about pizza.
We have to get this done.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll last move fast. June, man.
I'll jump in with what's been going on in my life. Mostly nothing of consequence, but I was in Albany for the weekend, and speaking of vegan things, we were in this conference and the person sitting next to me kind of got bored with the conference, so she just started researching donuts nearby and found this place called Bitchin' Donuts in Albany, and they make vegan donuts. And she, her sister, like jumped out mid-conference because she had to like park her car somewhere, grabbed like a dozen donuts, brought them back to the conference center, and we just slammed donuts while people were giving speeches, and they were awesome. They were we did give a donut to another person who didn't know they were vegan, and he didn't realize they were vegan until I told him, so he was pretty shocked. Like, he had a white cream filled donut that was vegan, and it was really good. So I was really impressed. Bitchin' Donuts, if you're in the Albany area, check it out. And there's another location somewhere in that neck of the woods as well.
And that guy you gave that donut to, he's sort of known. He's always on the prowl for vegan food. You give him food, he's like, is this vegan? And he had no idea. That's kind of his thing.
He had no idea. It blew his mind. That was a cool thing, one. And then I had two, you guys know this story. This other story, basically, these two things deal with buying things and shipping things. So I ordered salt recently, like a box of kosher salt.
Sure.
And I get home from work, and there's just a box of salt sitting on my front like steps with just a packing sticker on it. Like, you know, like usually Amazon will put it inside of a box. This is just a box of salt hanging out on my front porch. And I'm like, it wasn't raining, which was good. But I'm like, if it had been raining, this salt would have just been like in my porch. Like, what was that? That kind of blew my mind a little bit. I've never seen that. And I like that they're using less packaging. So I was like halfway happy and halfway like, what's going on?
And it's
on?
Like salt, so it's not like, it's not really going to go bad because it's just salt. It's like when you close the cereal box thinking that's actually going to keep it fresh, even though air is just flowing in and out constantly.
Exactly. So that was kind of weird. And then the second story, which you guys know, so Andy and I are going to be playing in a golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've got a group of friends that are going to be playing in this tournament. And so Silky Chris sends this picture of a golf shirt with hot dogs playing golf on the golf shirt.
Sizzling, swinging sausages or something like that.
Yeah, and he's like, we should get these. It looked ridiculous. We're all, and then our four friends, Matt, who I don't think even knows we have a podcast, you know, agreed. He thought it was great. So the guys in the crew started ordering the shirts. They started coming in. So I go onto the website.
We were all sending photo evidence of the shirts arriving, us modeling them for a laugh.
And then so I order my shirt and I send my picture to the guys. And Andy texts back, should we tell him? And I'm like, tell me what? And then I like just scroll up and realize that I bought a completely different hot dog polo shirt from the same website. And I was just...
To be fair, you've worn it like four times and it's a hit.
It's become my favorite shirt. Every time I wear it, I get so many comments on it.
Yours...
Compliments?
Yeah.
So the one that we ordered as a team is like, it's a little more subdued. It's like pale blue and the hot dogs are like pale colors. The one Rob got is like, royal blue background, 4th of July hot dogs with ketchup and mustard on them. Really bold, bright colors. And we were just like laughing so hard. Like, there's six different photos of this pattern on this text thread.
Yeah,
and you must have just gone on that website and be like, hot dog shirt.
That's exactly what I did. And the baby blue one never showed up. They had so much hot dogs.
It's sizzling, swinging sausages.
Well, obviously. I didn't realize it was basically a sausage playing golf shirt, which...
Very different.
But so now, so the end of the story is they had to go back onto this dumb website and buy a second hot dog polo shirt.
And they weren't like $10. They were a little more expensive.
No, they were
funny.
Kind of expensive, but they're also very stretchy and comfortable. So, you know, I could have made a worse choice, I guess.
Wearing shirts like that at school can kind of be fun too. Like, I know one of the people who goes on the comfy crawls, a like teacher in Buffalo, he teaches high school math, I think, and he does Fancy Shirt Friday from like April on, and his shirts are insane. It's like a, you know, jewel studded octopus on his shirt, and it's like he wears them and he's like, my kids, they're like 16 years old, they think it's the funniest thing in the world. And he just wears a crazy shirt every Friday for the last like 3 months.
It's that pretty awesome. So yeah, that's what's going on. All buying right. dumb polos.
I guess we're all caught up.
We are all caught up.
Yeah, all caught up.
Should we talk some Za?
Yep.
Let's Za it up.
Pete-stery.
All right, we don't really do a lot of research on our show. So if you're curious about the vague amounts of information we know about these two pizza places, please reference our earlier several episodes about these pizza places.
I don't know if I mentioned this, but my mom thinks that her friend Kim might have created TK's Pizza Kitchen.
Should She's I share the K? This?
Okay.
She's the K?
She thinks, but I don't think it's true.
So even the source of this rumor is unsure about it.
Well, my mom's best friend, Kim, the K, started a pizza place in Rochester back in the day. Probably like, I don't know, late 70s. This
sounds like one of those stories.
Early 80s.
Told us a couple episodes ago.
No, I mean, she really did start a pizza place and also like then a financial investment company, which is, I think, more successful than the pizza place.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah. But I think it was her brother's name is like, I think it's Paul. So I said like PKs, which is what it was. So
okay.
I don't know. I also then didn't do much research, didn't contact him. I have no idea.
All right. That's the kind of hard hitting journalism that's you get
exactly
here.
What Andy was talking about.
That's perfect, though.
Yeah.
It's in Fairport, it's old school. They don't take cash, they don't take credit card. They only take cash. But it's a real local Fairport favorite. It's most, from what I understand, it's most people's favorite pizza place when I have anecdotal research compiled. So I picked this one up. And for the finals, we did something slightly different, thank goodness. Instead of getting half cheese, half pepperoni, we got half pepperoni, and then we got half sausage and banana peppers, just to mix things up a little bit. Visually, looking at the TK's pizza, I thought it was brighter, richer in color than the Acme pizza. And part of that might just be like because it's a slightly thicker crust, it had a little more depth to it. But especially the peppers were really, really bright and kind of fresh tasting to me once I bit into them. But I thought just it looked more appetizing to me than the Acme pizza.
And like you said, much heavier. Like just picking up both pizza boxes, you could tell that the Acme was significantly lighter weight-wise.
Yeah, and we talked about this earlier, Rob, you and I, when we were eating the pizza. Acme almost, because I thought maybe you had gone earlier to Acme, but you basically said you were on the same timeline as I was. It seemed, probably just because it's so thin, it seemed like it cooled much faster. So that was kind of a bummer for Acme. But it is what it is. That's the product you get. Randy, what you got over there? Any hot breaking food news?
It's interesting because we've done these places our third time.
Yeah.
And so there's not much new, but I do have one new taste I had on one of these slices.
I did too.
Get into the taste. Did you?
Yes.
What if it's the same one?
Was it TK's?
It was TK's.
Well, let's just talk about TK's right now.
Okay. So
I'm curious to see how you'll describe it.
TK's, I thought, again, been saying this forever, great consistency of the pizza. I'm not a big fan of the doughy pizzas, but they do a phenomenal job with it. So I love it.
Coming here.
The banana peppers were delicious. So I'm a big banana pepper guy. Like when I get pizza, it's usually banana peppers, sometimes banana peppers and onions, but theirs were amazing. Spoiler, didn't feel exactly the same way about Acme. So, I got a thick bite on my second time around with a bunch of cheese on it, and the taste of the cheese, Rob, was very mac and cheesy taste to me. Do you agree?
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
But I did get a strange taste. And to me, TK's, the dough tasted almost sweet, like donut dough or fry cake dough. There was like,
I'm gonna have to go taste it.
There was something weird and different about it to me. And so, I don't, maybe it was the cheese.
Maybe it's the way it plays with that pepper or something.
But it wasn't on the banana pepper slice.
It was only
on the pepperoni slice.
Because I pulled the pepperonis off and it was only the pepperoni slice for me also.
The banana pepper one didn't taste different to me at all.
Cheese and sweet.
I think it could have been the cheese.
I don't know about that. I can't agree with the donut.
So we've talked about the cheese there before. We talked about how it's not like pure mozzarella, right? Mozzarella, correct, when you pull it, it's got that stringy. Mm. And this is kind of like you feel the layers. And we were like, it's probably like some sort of blend, right? It's like mozzarella and
Romano, maybe
Jack or something. Yeah,
I think they might throw a Romano in it. And that like almost creates this, because it's not that like homogenous slab of cheese.
But that would give you like a mac and cheese, like Kraft mac and cheese.
I mean, also,
taste.
I could be totally wrong, but that's what I got.
Yeah. Well, I could also be totally wrong, but it did taste something.
I'm just saying it was fried dough with sauce on it.
I wrote donut dough, sweet, fry cake.
I will say I added, because we're just doing two pizzerias, I added a couple categories. I really went hard on the visual, which I tried to describe earlier. I don't know. It's just a little brighter and bolder, and TK's the colors. And then I went first bite, which in my head I kind of know is sort of gonna favor TK's a little bit, because we've talked about how great their first bites are, although I'm sensing a little pushback tonight on TK's. But I just thought that was a way to judge first impression, like sort of against each other. So TK's, as usual, first couple bites so cheesy, you know, that the bright banana peppers on those slices. I didn't love the sausage cut on the TK's. It was like, it's like they grilled one and then sliced it into thin slices. I know that's not how it worked, but it was like thin slices, almost like the way they do pepperoni and buffalo. And Acme, I did note that it was a little cooler, but it's such a good melding of all the flavors. Everything works together really well. So it's kind of two different styles. Like I think with TK's, you know, you've got that incredible first bite, and you're left with a little bit extra crust at the end. And Acme's kind of good through right to the end. And then usually they have that crispy, wafery crust. Tonight they had overcooked it a little, but I think we have enough experience that we know what their A game is. So for me, that's kind of what I was dealing with right off the first bite.
Yeah, I agree. And the strange taste was definitely the cheese. We ran and grabbed a slice and snuck it in.
I just thought of that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention.
Yeah, we ended accidentally cut out. And so we just kind of resumed. But we decided to go back, try slices again to kind of get, to figure out what was going on. And it was definitely the cheese that had that interesting flavor. I wrote next to TK's, dough wasteland. When you get to that end of that slice towards the edge of the crust, there's just a lot of real estate that's a little too puffy. There's not a lot of cheese on it. I do like the texture of the cheese they have there. I like that it's not that homogenous mass, that it has like various textures. It's excellent cheese. And I actually kind of like the weird sausage slices. I don't know. I thought it was fine. Yeah, it was unique. For sure. So I kind of stand by that. But
only pizza dough wasteland.
I wasn't sure if you were actually singing. I'm like, is there just a weird noise coming from there?
Oh, that wasn't me.
Oh, yes.
It's like a dune planet of pizza dough. Like, Dune.
Dune 2?
Oh, my gosh.
Teaser trailer?
I couldn't follow the Dune Wasteland song. I shouldn't have tried.
That was untouchable. It was the best joke I've ever heard in my life.
Randy, what are your thoughts?
There are pluses and minuses of both of these. I did not like the way the sausage looked on TK's at all. It looked kind of like I don't even know how to describe it. It's like you left pepperoni out and it got hit by a ton of air and it got like brown almost. Like that's what I thought.
I've never seen it presented like that. It's usually crumbles in my experience.
But it was good. I do think TK's tasted delicious as always. I didn't taste the mac and cheese again when we went back just now. So I don't know if it was just that one cheesy bite I got. I'm not sure.
Sorry to cut you off. I think it's because when you contrast it with Acme, I think it stands out way more.
Okay. I agree. There was a lot of dough, but for me, that dough would have been perfect. I wrote with some blue cheese. Like, it's a perfect size for dipping dough. Put it right in the Ken's blue cheese.
Thinking about both crusts in that sense, because I know I was like, oh man, TK's would be so good with wings. You could dip it in the blue cheese. You could dip it in the wing sauce. And then I was like, you could do that with Acme too, with that delicious wafery crust. Like, you might have to order wings and do this again.
Yeah. Another competition, a crust or we could competition. Just
pause for another 2 hours.
I think Acme's crust on the first slice was overdone. It was burnt to me.
Yeah.
And you could hear yours also, Andy, with the crisp and the crunch. It was pretty loud.
It was like, and it was like exploding pieces were going everywhere.
Yeah. All over Rob's carpet.
But the, like the pepperoni side was way better.
Yes. The other side was not burnt. I guess the crust.
Actually, the crackers are soaking up your saliva.
You never cleaned it up.
It's like how custodians use like kitty litter. Yeah. This is, I just use crust.
So the Acme slice, I could eat that crust by itself. I liked it that much. The sausage was crumbles. I enjoyed the crumbles more than the slices on the other, on TK's. But again, both of these were so delicious. I thought Acme was a little on the salty side.
I thought, I think we're getting the same vibe, Randy. Like the sausage crumbles were even darker in color than the sausage strips, almost like they were like pre-cooked in some way, you know. And same thing with the banana peppers; they were a little darker, like they were thrown on the flat top with the sausage or something, and kind of like there was some like little grit to it, you know. Just it was more like a, not even in a bad way, like a dive bar dingy pizzeria kind of vibe. And TK's, like, even based on the color, like I mentioned earlier, everything was a little brighter. The flavors were a little brighter. So Acme was great and everything melded well together. But it was a little bit maybe saltier, a little darker. Things were pre-cooked on the flat top. That kind of whole vibe. And then TK's was just a little bit fresher to me.
And I'm picking nits a lot right now.
They were both awesome.
We have to try and separate them. I thought the banana peppers on Acme, I got one that had a bunch of seeds on it, so I don't think they really went through, and it was like the top of the banana pepper where all the seeds were.
I had those on both.
Oh, you
I
did?
I had like three on the one TK's. I had to like pull out the, you know how you could like pull out the center kind of sometimes? I did that. I did on both. Okay. So
I feel like I'm coming off as a TK's homer too, but I would say I definitely give Acme the nod on like just the overall way the flavors go together. And also I was trying to be like specific about flavors. And so I was just eating just a bite of a pepperoni and back and forth. And TK's pepperonis serve their purpose, but they're just kind of normal pepperoni, almost like the ones you'd buy from Wegmans in the bag that are pre-cut. They're kind of flat. And the ones at Acme are, they're cut super thin and they're the cup and char, and they have a little character because they have actual heat to them. Like TK's is tasty and salty and fatty, but it's not spicy in the way the Acme ones are. Those are good.
And the Acme sausage was a lot spicier as well. It had some kick to it. I actually like the banana peppers more on the Acme, although I do agree that they weren't as fresh looking. I kind of like that they were sort of like flatter and cut into strips. Some of them seemed like they were. So I just like the way Acme comes together. Like you said, it's kind of just a good cohesive slice with no waste. Like I said, like I ate every bit of pizza from Acme and felt like there was nothing left behind to toss in the garbage, which I appreciated. It was a little cold, but I think you're right that it could be due to the fact that it was kind of thin. But
and I think in the finals we can factor in what we know.
Yeah, for sure.
A little bit.
So do we want to any more words of wisdom on these two fine pizzerias?
Get to the rating.
We've spent a lot of time with these two giants of the industry. Yeah. And for me, I have a winner, but it's by a hair, you know? And let's just take a moment to admire the run that Acme's had. When we first even talked about Best Slice of Rock, Pizza Party, the many iterations of this idea, Acme came up as a possible middle of the road measuring bar for a lot of these places because we've all had it. We know what it is. And Rob was like,
I wanted it from the start.
It shouldn't even be in the contest. It's that bad. And he might be Acme's champion.
I know. It's interesting.
Well, clearly by having this conversation, I think I know I'm the only one voting for Acme in first place.
Okay, Rob, you go first.
I wasn't trying to say that. I was just thinking. I just think it's funny that it made it this far.
I loved it.
I think it's good, but I like a full year ago, apparently, I thought it was good, but I didn't think it would make the finals.
I'll give my overall final thoughts. And it, Acme is the winner. I'm as shocked as anyone. I mean, it's the vote that shocked all of Rochester and the world as well. I think...
The vote heard around the world?
The vote heard around the world. I'm shocked that I liked it. But when I look at these pizzerias, both are amazing. But if I was thinking about like, oh, if I want to just grab a pie to just eat, I would go to Acme over TK's. I think that's more... And I think, like we talked about this earlier, for me, it's all about texture and... the balance of all the ingredients and things like that. And I think I like thinner pizza now more so than I realized. So yeah, Acme all the way.
I've like redefined my understanding of thin pizza. I kind of used to think TK's was kind of thin because I was a Buffalo boy all the way, you know, and everything else sort of seemed thin, but TK's does have a little fluff around the edges, but I think it goes to show like what we're after, because a couple rounds ago I was impressed with All Star, but I didn't vote for All Star. For the same reasons, shocker, I'm not going to vote for Acme tonight. But I love Acme, would totally eat there any night of the week. I think I'm always in search of the perfect bite. And to me, those first bites of TK are basically unassailable. They put all that cheese, kind of shrinks to the middle a little bit. It doesn't get totally removed from the edge. But those first three bites of every slice are just so strong. The perfect heavy amount of cheese that tastes delicious. It's a little over pepperonied in a good way.
Over donut cheese, you mean?
Well, I just find it interesting that this cheese can taste like both donuts and Kraft macaroni and cheese, and none of us, and I just think it tastes normal. This is our classic talking trash. None of us know what we're talking about. But yeah, the search for the great bite, that's what I'm in on. But yeah, I'll be at Acme again next year at the Comfy Crawl for sure.
My greatest nightmare is the tiebreaker vote. I did not want to be landed in this position, but I do know who I'm going
to
pick.
While you think about it, or I make you wait to break the tie. Randy, you're the math guy. Is this the best possible situation for a three-man pod? There's no way there can be a tie, right?
No way. Absolutely no way.
Because you're going to get 2-1 votes in 1 second.
Unless I give them both 1.5. I don't think I'm allowed to.
And we'd have to do
we
it
did
again.
Away with We did away with decimals a long time ago. You guys want to go back at it?
Yeah.
We do decimals in our plate episodes, not in ranking episodes.
I feel like I have some solid reasons here, so whichever one of you is disappointed, hopefully.
Rob, we can both get our cups of water ready to throw at Randy.
I'm in a lose-lose situation. So like Andy said, we're taking a little bit of the past into account, not a lot, right? A little bit.
Sure.
Sure. I think for me, I had to ding the one that had something wrong with it. And that makes the winner...
Is it burnt crust or mac and cheese cheese?
TK's is the winner.
Oh.
The burnt crust. You cannot serve me a burnt crust. I had to. I'm sorry. The mac and cheese bite wasn't necessarily bad, but it was just one bite again. And it was the second time I went to it. I think
something might be wrong with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Every time I taste it, it tasted weird.
I'm digging myself on it. But that first bite, even though I didn't like the look of the sausage, the first bite was like you said, Andy. That is a perfect, and I love banana peppers, perfect bite of pizza. Acme is delicious also. I liked the taste of it for the sausage. I just had to ding that burnt crust. I love the non-burnt crust of Acme better than TK's crust tonight, but I felt like TK's was a little bit on the doughy side tonight, but it wasn't burnt. And I don't know, it was so close, I just had to do it. I'm sorry, Rob. I don't know how I'm apologizing to Rob for not picking Acme as the winner, but the somehow my mind is boggled right now.
It won my heart.
I think it's like that other podcast, The Heart of the Champion.
Yes.
It's still our second favorite in all of it Rochester.
Is, yes.
And it was great. And imagine going over there. You have a nice pint of beer, a slice of pizza, some Acme-style chicken wings, which is like the hot and sweet. That's a pretty solid evening right there.
Guys, I think there's only one way to get over this horrible defeat.
We all go to Acme?
And that is to do...
Flavortown!
Flavortown!
While Rob organizes Flavortown.
We keep talking about TKs.
So what you guys need to do is you both drink the rest of your water and then close your eyes, and I'll just walk over here and fill up all of our glasses.
Okay. I have two things to say.
It's not right here. I got to go to the fridge.
You can keep your eyes. You want me to just leave it here?
I'll tell you when to close your eyes. Okay. Keep riffing.
At Wegmans, this is breaking pizza news. There's a new flavor. I don't know if they're just testing it out at my Wegmans, but it looks really good. Sweet and spicy chicken pizza, and it looks weird because it's like a Ralph's or Country Sweet base.
Okay.
Then they put normal cheese over it, and then they put chicken wing chunks shaken in hot sauce, so you get like sweet base.
Okay.
And then spicy chunks.
Fried chicken chunks or. Baked chicken chunks.
Fried chicken chunks.
Oh, done.
And I'm like, doesn't that sound really good?
Now,
I got to try it.
I'm not a big Wegmans guy because of their sauce, but...
But this eliminates
that. That sounds amazing.
I don't like their red sauce either.
Okay.
I actually think that pepperoni is my least favorite slice at Wegmans because you can get other stuff like lasagna and stuff.
Now, as we continue to riff for a second, New York City story... on our way home from hanging out at night, it was I forgot what night it was. It was an off night while we were there. I want pizza. Let me ask you guys this. If the only pizza place open in New York City is Domino's, do you get Domino's pizza in New York City, or do you just say, I can't do this, and you don't get any pizza?
Oh, I'm not a purist. I'd you get go Domino's. Sure, if you want pizza.
You guys can open your eyes. Like I poured the liquid in. It's a drink.
Looks
like. I thought we weren't supposed to see it. You just didn't want us to see the can.
I just didn't want to see what it was.
Oh, okay. So you would go Domino's? What would you do, Rob? Domino's?
If Domino's is the only place open,
I find it hard to believe nowhere's open.
It was insane. I checked everything.
Like
I have
no regular food at all.
I should show you guys the map.
Smells gross.
It might be gross. It shouldn't be gross, though. So I poured a mystery liquid into our cups. I know what this mystery liquid is. These two gentlemen don't. I'll drink it.
There's a few bubbles in it.
It does smell really gross.
It smells like it's like a...
Oh, if you know what it is, it doesn't smell gross.
Captain Crunch.
It smells like popcorn. Popcorn butter.
Yeah, like I'm getting a popcorn-y corny.
It tastes
flavor.
Good. It tastes better than it smells. It actually tastes really good.
Once I get closer, it smells better. Tastes like Captain Crunch flavored soda.
I think the smell threw me off. Oh, it smells awful.
You just have to get past the smell.
Yeah, it's like a bad snack food, it smells like.
Any guesses?
I don't like it.
It's near like cream soda, popcorn cream soda.
Is it popcorn? Yeah, I'd go with the same. Popcorn
it is.
Butter. Well, wait, should we try and guess a little
longer? Yeah, try to guess a little bit more.
Randy so doesn't want to drink it because it smells so bad.
Sorry.
Yeah, you got to just not breathe in as you put it close to your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It has a cream soda-ish.
It does. Sometimes when you inhale it, it does make you smell. It smells bad.
And he just looked like he was going to throw it up.
Because I was like, it's so easy. You just don't breathe in. And then as I pulled it away, breathed in and I was just like, ooh.
Let me try to drink without breathing in.
No, do it. You can do it.
Well, now it's tasteless when you hold your breath. It gets worse with every sip.
Captain Crunch soda is my best guess. You're on popcorn.
It tastes like corn on the cob. Something corn, right? Okay, corn on the cob soda.
Very close.
Oh, wait. I was with you when you bought it.
Yeah, you were here when I bought
this.
This
is gross. I didn't want to drink this thing. What is it again?
It's sweet corn soda.
Oh, we were pretty close.
Yeah, you guys did a nice job. Yeah, you were there when I bought all these.
Oh, there's some more.
So I bought four random sodas.
But I paid you for it, so technically.
We bought. We split the price. Yeah. So you should drink it. You paid for that.
I'm done.
Don't worry, there's more. We didn't pour it all in. There's more sweet corn soda if you want it.
And there's other sodas for other flavor towns. Right?
Yeah, we've got three more.
I'll put it in the cabin at my house with beer flavored potato chip.
This is the one I picked. That
barbecue
was like,
chips.
Barbecue chips.
I wanted to pick. I didn't even pick a gross one to make you guys. I was like, I was mad that you guys didn't pick acne, but I'm like, I'll be cool and get a really nice flavor first. Well, so much for that. Hi,
Rob. Did you hear that pizza I described?
No.
Country sweet base, regular cheese, spicy fried chicken chunks on top.
Whoa, Wegmans?
Wegmans, yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It sounds so good, right?
My man.
But, yeah, that's my big pizza news.
It's pretty good
news. What else is going on? Any peeves or plugs?
Oh, I got a couple.
Go ahead, Rob.
So, a couple of plugs.
I'm sorry. Andy's picture on the back of his computer is pretty funny.
What, my kids?
Yeah.
They're seeing a Jack in the Box for the first time.
Okay. It's cute.
If they're like, it's 2 years ago too. They're really little. It's pretty cute.
That's a good picture.
They're just both wide mouthed screaming in excitement because they have no idea what a Jack in the Box is.
So I'll start with my peeve and end with a plug. And so I've got two peeves. One is poor gym etiquette. People just being jerks at the gym, getting in your space, going into the sauna. I went recently and a guy had his t-shirt hanging over the light to dry it out. And there's like I'm like, people, we can't even see. It's dark in here. Like, you don't put your gross shirt over the light in the sauna. People are jerks at the gym. Show some respect. And then another peeve.
Old man yells at Cloud.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to a plug instead of another peeve. I'm going to delete that peeve.
I love clouds.
My plug is for a song that I heard recently. It's kind of this indie song. She's not too indie.
Okay.
It's the group is called, or it's actually just a guy. His name's Emperor X. And the song is called Sad React. And it's just interesting. It's unlike anything I've ever heard. You guys should listen to it. Sad React by Emperor X. It's interesting. It's like kind of like about like our times right now, but also kind of going forward, like with all the bad stuff that's kind of happening in general with fascism and things like that. And it's just like an interesting, almost like a story song. Wow. Kind of.
I don't listen to new music ever. I just put on the same two Pandora stations. So kudos to you, Rob.
Thanks. Check it out. It's an interesting song. It makes you think a little bit.
Follow that, Andy. That's right. Serious.
Me and my friends went out on the town the other night. That's just change gears a little bit. Rob was there.
I was there.
We had a really fun night out. I had a friend in town from Buffalo. They brought their kids over. They played. Rob's drinking more sweet corn soda. Don't burp. I did that accidentally.
I think it's good.
But at my house, we had their friends came over, and then my kids went with grandma, his kids went with the sister-in-law, and we invited like our friends over. And over the course of like 2 hours, we went from just my wife and I, and every probably like 20 to 30 minutes, another person would show up. It was awesome because every time someone showed up, like you and Pete came over together, and I was like, ah, Rob and Pete, you know? And then like, another couple came over, and then people were coming over right up until we left, and then we all went to dinner. We just went to like the Fairport Village Inn, which is just a nice little bar. The food was great, the food I had anyways. We had a table of 11 people. It was a blast. So that was super fun, going out with a big group of people and a restaurant that will take like an 8 o'clock reservation for 10 people, and then they get a little annoyed when you sneak that 11th chair in, but.
Also a little annoyed when you're insanely loud.
Yeah.
People were fine about it.
But that was the fun thing about being at our house was we could be as loud as we wanted. We were having a lot of fun. And it was just more and more people kept showing up. It was great. It was kind of like the beginning of The Hobbit.
It very much.
So no one there would have liked that reference.
Nope.
Actually, about half the people would
have. Yeah.
And then the other thing, this is like half peeve, half plug. I'm in the midst of a new car search, and I know Rob is as well. Mine is a little more necessary. Our car is basically falling apart. So we signed up to get a new car, which was a new experience for us because we've always bought used, but now the prices are all out of whack. So whatever. They told us April 27th, then they told us May 2nd, and now they're saying, you know, May 5th. It just keeps getting pushed. So I'm driving this janky piece of crud car to and from work every day. I gotta like, that barely switches gears. Sometimes I have to drive around my neighborhood until it switches into second gear. Oh my God. It's just crazy. Now I got my kids in the car, so I finally called and was like, hey, listen, you know, you guys are gonna buy my car for me for like very cheap, like $1,000. And I'm just like, it's not even that safe. I was like, is there a way I could get a loaner? And I just had to complain a little bit, which is annoying, but they also probably wouldn't have known that I needed a loaner that bad. And they gave me a loaner. So we got a new car right now that's safe and secure, but it's just like, I don't like that uncomfortable give and take in a lot of customer service situations, but the guy was very nice and responsive. And so that was good ultimately, but we'll see when that car finally gets here. So keeping their name off the waves.
When's it supposed to, did they say?
They said it's supposed to be in tomorrow or Friday.
Okay, so you don't have a loaner for too long.
Yeah, but they told me otherwise. But that's the thing with a loaner. I'm like trying not to put the car seats in because it's just a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then it sort of looks, you don't want to like my kid's grubby feet all over everything. So
whatever, man. It's a loaner, and now you have something of theirs.
Yeah.
They're going to want to get that new car to you sooner rather than later. That's
true. Mm-hmm. Little token of theirs, but... Yeah, it's just such a weird thing that you do once every like 6 years or to 10 years if you're lucky, you know. So I just don't have a lot of experience with it.
I just burped. The corn came out. It's gross.
It does taste gross.
My turn. So I have a peeve and a plug, but I'm going to save the plug. I'm going to stick with the peeve today.
Okay.
Priceline, dead to me.
Ooh.
So Friday, I get a call in the morning and I answer it somehow. I don't know how I answered it because I had a free period or whatever. And somebody from Priceline saying that the hotel we're supposed to stay at in New York the next day is closed and we don't have a room anymore. She was really nice. So I'm like trying to figure out, but I don't have a lot of time. I have like 30 minutes. Okay. Can we get a new hotel? Yep. We'll find you a new one. And we'll pay for it. So you'll get a refund from the first one, but I run out of time. So I have to call back later. So the lady I get later, she's looking for a new hotel, and something with the rules is the hotel has to be able to be paid online, not in person, for them to pay the hotel. So that excludes a whole bunch of hotels. And then on top of that, they have to be able to call the hotel and confirm the reservation. So now she's calling four hotels. I'm cutting through the story quickly, but she's calling four hotels. Nobody's answering. So all of those get excluded. So now we don't have a hotel. And I start to get frustrated. I start to get angry. I'm not proud of it, guys, but I might have gotten at her a little bit. 2.5 hours later on the phone, she's not letting me talk to a manager. She's like, manager will call you back. I said, well, when will the manager call me back? By the end of the day. I'm like, what time is the end of the day? She's like, end of the day. I was like, yeah, but that's like midnight tonight and I got to stay in the hotel tomorrow. She's like, and she is in that zone of just repeating herself over and over again. And so I was like, well, I was like, when do you leave? She's like, I leave end of the day. I said, when's your end of the day? 5 p.m., which was like in 2 hours. I was like, well, you're going to be on the phone with me for 2 hours, I guess, because I'm not letting you go. So I was a little. So then Laurel's like, she's like, I don't understand. Did the hotel close? What happened? So I end up calling the hotel while I have Priceline on the line waiting. So I call the hotel and this guy picks up and he's like, hello. I'm like, hey, I'm like, I booked your room for tomorrow. I booked it like a month and a half ago. Priceline's telling me you guys are closed, are you? He's like, yeah, we're closed. I'm like the whole hotel is closed. He's like, yep, no rooms. We have no rooms. We're closed. I'm like, did you guys just find that out today? He's like, a few days ago, we told everybody we're closed. You should be able to find a new hotel. And I'm like,
I'm glad you didn't stay there.
I'm like, well, I'm like, so what are you guys closed for? He's like, renovations. He's like, we're going to do a couple weeks of renovations. I'm like, hold on. I'm like,
bugs.
You just found. So I'm like fired up at this point. And I have the lady on Priceline on the phone.
Yeah, you're
and
a she 10 can already.
Hear, oh, I'm a 10. No. And she can hear me. And Laurel's standing right there like, what is she can? Because I have him on speakerphone. So I'm like, you're telling me that you just found out about renovations this week to do? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you don't have renovations. You got bed bugs. And he's like, bed bugs? I'm like, yeah, I know you got bed bugs. He's like, bed bugs. We have no bed bugs. No, no bed bugs. No bed bugs. I'm like, you got bed bugs, buddy. I know you do. And Laurel's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you messing with this guy? I was like, you got him. He's like, I don't got bed bugs. I'm coming down there tomorrow. I'm going to put signs on your windows that say your hotel has bed bugs.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, I don't have bed bugs. No bed bugs. And then he hangs up and I'm like, why did I just do that? And I just out of my mind at
unhinged.
That point.
This is a peeve and a half.
I thought I had muted myself on the Priceline end, but I hadn't. And I go back and I look and I'm like, hello? She's like, I'm still here. And she clearly could have heard that entire situation.
Well, maybe she knew you meant business. So what happened? Did they get you a room?
No. So I finally get a note. She's like, manager doesn't call me back for like 3 hours. It's like 10 o'clock. So I call them back, finally get to a manager. They end up refunding the hotel plus a 20%, whatever it is, like
convenience fee or something like that.
And I ended up booking
the corporate office, putting up bed bugs.
I ended up booking another hotel and it ended up being like a $7 upcharge. I don't know. I felt Rob's seen me do this before with other places and I haven't done it in like a couple years probably.
Oh, I'm the same way.
I felt so bad about it.
A long time for me to get there. And then if I get really mad, I'm just like, give me the next person. Let's go.
I'm just
already here.
And of course I know, and like Laurel said, like, you know, they're in a different country. Her life, the manager's life, is probably not even close to where we are. Like, I felt horrible about it after, but you just get into this zone sometimes. So my peeve is with me, guys. It's with me for losing.
I hate when you talk to those like new tech companies though, where it's like sometimes you can't, like, I had a problem one time with like Grubhub for some reason, and I couldn't even get someone on the phone like to talk to. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, just do the chat. And I'm just like, no, I can't yell at you in the chat. You're not going to understand how mad I am.
All caps isn't going to really show you how mad I am.
Not even yell at them, but it's just like, you can't even expect, because I don't even like to yell. I was just like, listen, I don't want to get angry. Can we just solve this problem? Like, if that's what it takes, I will do that. I will scream at your manager, whatever. You know, it's like, I don't know. I don't really ever do that, but it's like, they try to repeat themselves and go through the playbook.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not a fool.
I know. And I know I shouldn't be taking on her because that's just the policy. So other than that, that's my peeve, Rob.
I already did mine. But I also...
I can't believe they didn't do anything to help you. They can't get one room in a hotel. It's insane.
That was the crazy part. And I found hotels and we kept widening. One of them was 30 minutes from where we were going to be. It was in like Coney Island. I'm like, I'll take it. I don't even care anymore. And she's like, all right, I got to call them. Comes back. They're not answering. We can't book them. I'm like,
can't,
yeah, but I can book them.
Click something?
Oh, I know. I was so frustrated. So
I ended up having a situation where I talked to somebody also, I think not in the U.S., regarding a charge on my credit card that I didn't authorize. And it was like the renewal of the DNC, which is our local newspaper. So part of me is like, it'd be nice if like you could cancel our local newspaper by calling the local newspaper. But, yeah, you know, they don't. And she basically said that I would get my refund. And it's like, it's been like weeks and I haven't. So I've got to call her again and be like, hey, listen, like, I was told I was going to get a refund. Don't have it yet. Like, I don't want to. I just don't want to
keep calling.
This was a while ago, but I think I've told you guys this story before. Like, I had the most shocking customer service experience one time with LL Bean. I had a problem with a shirt and I called their like 1-800 number and some dude just picked up. He goes, how you doing, LL Bean, or something like that? And I was just like,
this is LL.
I was like, I wasn't ready for this. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, well, I got this shirt and or whatever. He's like, yeah, we'll send you a new one. Just mail it back whenever or something. It was just like, it was like the TK's Pizza customer service.
Yeah.
When that guy was like, oh, you can just pay next time if you don't have cash. It's like, okay.
Their customer service is like legendary. I mean, it used to be insane until people just abused it to the point where they had to change it or else that they were like going to go bankrupt.
Because they would return everything.
Well, all these like people would go to Phish concerts and they would buy all their gear there brand new, go to the concert for like multiple days, camp in it, trash it, and then bring it back all gross and just get a full refund.
Phish heads.
Phish heads ruined it. Not cool. Maybe I did have, speaking of like weird calls, I had a call left on my voicemail, and it's one of those things where it's talking about some sort of loan thing, and it's a robot voice, but they now insert throughout it, but it like so
to
I
make it sound human
to make like it sound it's like it's somebody talking, and it's close, like it's good, but if you're just like, this is a robot,
it's like
just
when you look at the hands of an AI picture on the internet,
it's just like slightly off. But I, you know, that if somebody was older and like just not as, you know, able to kind of catch that kind of stuff, it would definitely trick like an older person, I think, who's, you know,
crazy.
Yeah, well, anyways,
all right,
TK's full load,
strong finish
for the some search of us. For the perfect bite
up. Let's next see. Plate from where we don't know yet, but we will do a plate next, right, guys?
Charlie's part two.
The Charlie-ning?
I did go there recently, and I did see the pickle buckets. So for those of you, Lauren, who was thinking I was a total maniac for missing the pickles, I saw the pickle bucket. I tried a couple pickles. They're very good.
Charlie's Part 2. It's like the last plate episode we did.
It was good.
Remember when we went? It was like the surface of Hoth out there. Was,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was.
All right. Okay. Let's go. At Talking Trash Rock.
Keep eating pizza. Oh, yeah.
I send us an email, talkingtrashrock@gmail.com. And
come on, Lauren. Email us.
To take us out, we'll play Sad React by Emperor X. Just kidding. We don't want to get sued.
Keep talking and listening and eating trash.